St. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, explained to us why it is necessary for us to be reconciled with each other if we ever hope to be being reconciled with God. We are the Lord's. We belong to Christ, and we are to conform ourselves to Christ. None of us lives for oneself, and no one dies for oneself. We are God's family, a community of believers. We are also sinners, and we need to give and to receive from one another what we seek from the Lord, His mercy. So we are meant to treat others the way God has treated us in Christ, by sharing with them the life-giving and forgiving love of Jesus Christ. We might ask, what does this exactly look like? This is at the heart of Peter's question in today's gospel. What does forgiveness look like, Lord? Forgiving my brother 7 times? That seems like a reasonable number, doesn't it? Especially if it is for the same type of sin. Except that Jesus said 77 times was the answer. Unless we get stuck on the exact numbers rather than the larger point, Jesus tells a parable of the unforgiving servant. Completely upside down in his debt, with no real hope to repay it, he throws himself completely in the Master's mercy. And amazingly, his debt is forgiven. Yet rather than reforming his life, changing his heart, and sharing with others the mercy and compassion just shown him, the servant imprisons someone who owes him a much smaller amount. In response, the master hands this unforgiving servant over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. Jesus owes us nothing, but he has given us everything. He has forgiven the worst thing we, his brothers and sisters, have done. And yet, with all that mercy freely given to us, does he still find us holding on to grudges, past hurts, over much smaller wrongs done to us by the hands of others? My sisters and brothers, all of us belong in Jesus' debtor's prison, if you will, but out of his great love and mercy, he came to set us free. It is true that none of us deserve the mercy that God has shown us in Christ. We can't earn it, and we can't repay it. But we can live it. We can forgive, and we can seek forgiveness. As 77 times represents the limitless nature of God's mercy and love for us, may we radiate Christ's mercy by the mercy and forgiveness and love that we extend to one another. We now have a special announcement. On Friday, September 4th, Archbishop Schnur sent out a copy of a letter that was received by the United States Catholic Conference of Bishops from Bishop Glenn John Provost, Bishop of Lake Charles, Louisiana. It reads in part, Hurricane Laura devastated our diocese, including serious damage to sister dioceses in the region. At present, about 15 priests are without a residence. We hope to have them in not-so-damaged rectories. The storm destroyed the facilities of at least 3 parishes, roofs of inland churches, religious education buildings, schools, and rectories were ripped off. Our only Catholic high school is partially destroyed. The situation is dire. Thank you for your prayers, and please know of our gratitude for your concern and support. Sincerely yours in the Lord, Glenn John Provost, Bishop of Lake Charles. While over the next couple of months, there will be a number of important second special collections, like Right to Life and Missions, to name a few. This is a unique opportunity for our Guardian Angels family to radiate Christ, his light, his hope, his love. Next weekend, there will be a second special collection for the victims of Hurricane Laura and the California wildfires. As Bishop Provost said, know of our gratitude for your generosity.